Hello, it is your partner, Big Boy. Interested in giving back to your community while making new connections in your neighborhood? Introducing Neighbor to Neighbor, a California volunteers network that empowers you to take action, contribute to local needs, and be a part of something bigger than yourself. Visit CANeighbors.com to learn more about how you can get to know your neighbor and strengthen your community. Neighbor to Neighbor, it takes a neighborhood. Hello. Real 92.3, LA's new home for hip-hop, is standing up to racism and racial injustice in the black and brown community. Big Boy's Neighborhood, back, ladies and gentlemen, in the neighborhood. 50 Cent in the neighborhood. Fitty, welcome back to the neighborhood. Brother, how you been holding up?
Happy to be back, Big.
I know, man. You always got something going on, huh?
Yeah, I'm working, you know, new TV shows, a whole bunch of stuff happening.
Man, so, now what's going on in the TV world?
Well, I got November 18th. Life premieres back on ABC. It's number one in the 10 o'clock time slot. I feel good about that.
Hey, man, you know what's crazy? What I love about that, man, is that it's ABC, and it's our story and a real story that should be told. Hey, I see you, little soldier, right there. Hey, Fifth, when you go to pitch something like this, are you confident walking into an ABC saying, man, we got a great story with Isaac Wright and it needs to be told?
Yeah, like, look, you can look at that, Big, and say he's a unicorn. Because, like, in the odds of that happening are so slim that it's like, look, he represented himself. He was the first person convicted under the Kingpin statute in the state of New Jersey, but became a prison rep, created case law through other inmates' cases.
Yeah, man.
Using his own case that ended up getting out of the actual jail.
And then it didn't even stop when he got out. You know what I'm saying?
Currently working as an attorney in the state of New Jersey. It took time for him to pass the bar because they waited the character fitness test and stuff like that. Mm-hmm. It held him for a while after for that.
But Fifth, if you were in that same position, do you think that we already pushed things uphill, but that was a battle all the way uphill? You know what I'm saying? The sentence, everything. Do you think you could have done that?
I'm not sure I could have did that one.
I know I couldn't have, bro.
I look, Big, for real, look, you go, the only thing that separates us is passion, mm-hmm. right? For all of us. And then you're saying you do have to develop tunnel vision. Like, some of these guys are more talented than me that's in music because it's easy for them. Mm-hmm. Like, I worked for a while until I got good.
Right.
Time to get to that point where I was a songwriter and really in a comfortable space. And this is why, like, even other artists, like even with Game, when we talked about Game at points, I would say he was a great rapper. He wasn't a good songwriter yet.
Right.
Frankly, he turned into that. You know what I'm saying? Like, where he can do everything else. But remember, after the first album, if you come back, one blood, the hook was already there.
Yes,
so
sir.
I'm like, okay, oh,
like, he got it.
He goes, yeah, he goes, him up the floor with him when he just got a rap.
Amen. And I do want to go back to just the television and the movie thing. Now, the television, when it comes to your second season, bro, not are you surprised the second season for Four Life, but how great does that feel that there is a second season and it's more of a story to tell?
It feels great. Like, it came, almost felt like the stars lined up because at the timing of the show with racial injustice and all the stuff that you see
with
law enforcement happening during COVID, the show came during the COVID. And it was like everybody was plugged to the television because you couldn't really get outside much. And then it was, you look and go, it was just perfect timing for it. Like, they're like, yo, you couldn't find anything that's more relevant at that point. And it just, so it's, you know, it's not a local thing. George Floyd things happens here and they're protesting in London. You know
what
I mean? So this is an issue worldwide. So that it connected across the board. And now, like, when he comes this season, second season, you see him come out of jail.
Yeah. But can you imagine? And I don't know how early on you got green lit for the second season. You know what I'm saying? But can you imagine if they didn't do a season two by? You know what I'm saying? And we were like, man, like, that's what I was saying. There's so much more story to tell, and not just for life. What about just some of the other things? Like, I'm already starting to see, you know, some of the power promos starting to go. Yeah. Like, oh, it must be good.
Howard comes back December 6th.
Yeah.
Because we broke mid-season, so that's the last half of the season of Power. And then I'm excited about that. Raising Kanan is in production right now. Force is going in the production right now. And then I got, like, really 8 television shows greenlit.
Hey, man, with that many shows going And I know that, you know, these are your creations or things that you walk in. You know what I'm saying? It's not like you're just putting your name on something. But it must be great, bro. Like, when you're in artist mode, 50 has to show up to every interview. He has to show up to every stage show. It's all on you. What is it like, man, that you know that this is going on over here, this is going on over there, and you don't have to be the star of it?
It feels great because, Big, your instincts and simplicity is the key to success in music. Mm-hmm. That the first time you did it, it was right. You leave it alone, move to the next song. Because eventually, you're in a pocket, and everything you're doing is right. You know what I'm saying? Right. The kid is just in the pocket right now, and everything he's doing is fire. So in television, the storytelling process is never right the first time. Like, it comes in, and then they give notes.
Right, yeah.
And then making changes to it, and it's a process it goes through.
Is that frustrating to a boss, though, after you've been proven so well? Is it hard to take notes?
One time I had a script delivered that was so good, Big, that I was like, can't we, mess it up and then fix it along the way and have it be what it is now?
Right.
Because if I bring this to them, the instincts of the executives involved, they said, if we didn't give you any notes, then how are we earning what we're earning?
Right.
They'll make a suggestion like, we could do something like this. Like, it's like the alternative idea is not necessarily the best idea all the time. Like, I look at it and go, no, this is it right here. Leave it like this.
Is there something? You know? Is there a so-called harder being an artist and being on that side of the music business? Is that harder than television and film, or?
I don't think it is. Right. Television, I think, it's not a hard job. I think the people are difficult. The personalities involved are difficult at points navigating them. Other than that, it's not a hard job. Like, once you know exactly the path, like, Big, once we condition for the job, it becomes easy. We already
programmed
it. We understand it. The difficult part is when people create new energy. Mm-hmm. Like, they're communicating with this person and saying this and not saying it to you. And then later it comes back around like there's a problem that you didn't even know. And it creates a lot of unnecessary energy around.
How hands on do you have a good barrier so everybody's not calling or blaming you anytime something is difficult on the set?
You know what they do? Like, I tell them they got to be comfortable carrying the baby for 9 months, and then when the kid comes, it's mine.
Right. Hey, man, because you got to think, man, you got to be one of the most known executive producers. Like, I'm a credit watcher, and then sometimes I'll see and I'm like, okay, I know this one or I know that. But it's like everything is on you. Everything is your fault. You know what I'm saying? Even when it comes to shows, we like, all right, okay, For Life is coming back. Give me 50. You know what I'm saying? Yeah.
And they go, when it's in a productive fashion, like when you actually have a good light, things are going in and it's credited to you. Then when you walk in, people have those references in their mind. It's easier for them to give you a yes.
Right.
Like, the vision is right. They go, yo, nah, let's do it.
So do you feel like with so much proven that it's kind of easier to walk into the so-called pitch meetings or boardrooms now?
Yeah, because you'll see an additional energy when I do show up. So at some points, I've waited to come at the tail end of the pitch.
Right.
And they can feel the difference in whether I sat there through the entire thing or if I popped in to say something.
50, we just recently seen that Jeremiah has tested positive for COVID-19. And a lot of that came from what we saw on social media from Fifth, from Hitmaker. Have you heard anything other than he was doing bad? And I noticed that you did come back and say, you know, it's looking a little brighter today. Have you heard anything?
Well, I reached out to Saeed. He's like right with him, always with him, stuff like that. So, like Hitmaker, I seen his first.
Right.
Big, I saw Hitmaker's post before I reached out to Saeed and them to see what was going on with Jeremiah. And then I posted it. And they'll put the credit to me, but it's just because more people saw it when I posted it. Then they didn't know, everybody didn't see Hitmaker's because they don't follow him.
Right. I peeped his and then I did see yours. And it's crazy because, bro, it's a real pandemic going on. And then when you start to see it happen to more of us, our certain degrees of separation, it really brings it home for you, man. And where are you at when it comes to just COVID-19? Have you ever, even on production, have you ever had to be tested yet, Fifth?
They got such high standards for on set. Whether ABC or Stars that they put you through, Big, I probably had a whole box of swabs in my brain, like they're like, putting them. They're taking the tests all the time. The rapid results. We had to stop the production of For Life for 2 days because we got back like 15 false positives.
Damn. And see, we starting to see those too, man, where the false positives are getting scary. I know that Erykah Badu just said she had it as far as like false positives. Elon Musk came back 2 for 2, and I think he's now tested positive. Are you concerned about it? Like, Fifth, are you a mask wearer when you out in public, and have you changed your game of how you go out in public?
I wear the cat mask every time I'm going, man. Come on. I can't put myself, because it would be one of those things, right? Like, you went through all of that, and then you died from...
From something, and that's crazy, man, because I hear people that don't make it, and I'm like, man, it's so sad that they didn't make it through something that we didn't even know the name of last year.
Look, what's the name? Fred DeGarson passed, but he did have like a asthma issue.
Yeah.
A lot of people, when they get COVID, it just aids the other things that they have that was wrong, and they'd be sick for something else. So they didn't know what it was with Jeremiah at first, and then they get to, like, I was like, yo, so can I go see, can we go? No.
Right.
Probably not supposed to go see him because it's COVID.
Right.
Under those circumstances. But he wasn't even conscious at that point. Like, he was just in there chilling. Like, it was just not responding to them in any way. And then it got better. So I reported that it felt like he was getting better.
Yeah. You know? Do you know from what you understand, is he conscious from what you understand? Now. Yeah, man. Hey, man. And a lot of prayer works, bro. A lot of prayer works. Hey, 50, they come with a vaccine. Would you take the vaccine?
Yeah, I'm just not going first.
Hey, man, that's what everybody say. Like, you know, like, I don't know. I don't think I'm going to jump out there first round. You know,
let's do a couple tests going. And
I hear we'll you, man.
At that point, because we'll be progressing, less people will even be possible to have it, right?
Man, 50 in the neighborhood, man, your big interview is going down. We just recently saw that there's going to be a versus with Jeezy and Gucci Mane. At first, it was Jeezy T.I., and then it seemed like they just changed, like, the promo, like the flyer or something, and now it's Jeezy and Gucci. What do you feel about the versus, man, and would you jump into one?
I thought versus was something that you do when we all stuck in the house.
Right.
It came while we was in COVID. Like, so it was exciting. Then as soon as we start working our way back into the way things were big, like, I don't know what you get from it.
But you know what, though, man? I love how now they're starting to put them together a little bit. Like, when you seen Snoop Dogg and DMX, they're in the same room and they're going live. When you saw Patti LaBelle and Gladys Knight in the same room live. You know what I'm saying?
It's so exciting to see the moment.
Yeah.
But when you think about, from my time period, big, there's nothing that can match that run.
Right. See, that's why I was going to ask you, who does 50 go against?
I could maybe Game.
Right. And I heard that Wack was talking about it, from what I understood. And people were saying that Game name has come up for a versus with you. Would you be up to doing a versus with Game?
You know what? Look. Okay, you can't play no records with my voice on.
Damn. Well, you can't play no records with his voice on it.
Okay, I got a whole heap of it.
I got a whole album.
Yeah. Hey, man, so, because I'm wondering, where does that come from if it's Hate It or Love It? You know what I'm saying? Like, who plays Hate It or Love It?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, he got some hits.
He does.
Yeah, so it would be interesting.
You know what I would love to see, too, just on that, is just the energy. You know what I'm saying? The good energy of great music, you know, grown men coming into a room. We probably may not see it, but the one thing that Fifth have, the one thing that Game have, is catalog.
As much as we argued and fought stuff in the early stages, I would rather see him benefit from the momentum than someone else.
Right. You're not saying totally no, but...
Nah, he still was a part of G-Unit, and it's going to be a part of the legacy of overall. Mm-hmm. Even if you want to just concentrate on the breakup.
Right. Hey, man, have you and Game had any conversation recently or anything in the past that y'all have had, like, good conversation on?
Yeah, yeah. We ran into each other and we get a chance to chop it up. A lot of stuff was deeper than just Game just not feeling like being a part of what was going on. It was also, you know, stepping from Jimmy Hinchman's feelings towards Chris and what he felt like was happening because I was over there. Now, everything was gravitating over to Chris Lighty. Like, Puff came over and Mariah Carey was over. It was turning into a bigger a juggernaut, and he didn't feel like Game needed to be under.
Hey, Fifth, what is Moment in Time?
A Moment in Time, it's like for music, not the, like Snoop, I was going to do Murder Was the Case, but just that time period, not his entire life.
Right, because the one I saw was Moment in Time, The Massacre.
The Massacre. That's right. Cody Mack, that's that second album. That second album, and it's the drama between Jimmy Hinchman and all that stuff. So we use the actual court documents. So there's no names changed. It's the real thing. Like,
so is something coming, or is it just in mind form? Like, man, we should do something like this, or have you started to move forward?
It's already in production. Like this, you don't need the rights to, because public property is public.
Damn.
But now, so I take the court documents and you use. So these are the things that everybody his crew testified to. That took place that you see in, on their side of it. And the stories on the other side, you hear from, like, with Abdul Williams is the writer for it. He's the writer showrunner on that project. And he brought you New Edition.
Yeah, man. Come on now.
Story, he brought you Bobby Brown.
Come on
so
now.
Two big hits on BET. But, like, those put big. Those joints shook me up a little bit. Like, yeah. I was like, wow. Another one came, and it was Bobby Brown's story, and it's good like that. And I'm like, get me that good dude to do that. As soon as I realized that he wasn't locked into like an overall deal, I got him into, you know, a Moment in Time. So he can be executively involved and produce and sustain the quality of these projects.
Is that something that we'll see in 2021?
Yeah, definitely.
I hear you, man. Let me ask you, bro, with Pop Smoke, why was that making sure with Pop that you kept him close to you, you kept Pop topical, and you did things for Pop as far as, you know, making sure that you were very vocal about what the collaborations were looking like. Why was that personal to 50?
Because I think that's how your style is. If it doesn't influence anyone, and the Pops, it's not somebody copying me. He got his own sound. It's just my music influenced him his whole run. This could be my kids. Like the age, it could actually be my child.
Right.
You see what I'm saying? So when I'm dealing with him, I'm looking going, yo, like even ways to sway him away from his own choices and decisions.
Mm-hmm.
Because you're a grown man, big. So I'm looking going, yo, you want to do that or you want to do this? Like what you see me doing? Because what I was doing then, I just made it by the skin of my teeth.
Right.
So you want to keep doing that, then chances are it's not going to go right.
What was your relationship with Pop Smoke before the passing?
Before passing? Like I had met him. A couple times we had run into each other, right? And the first time we interacted, he came to my office to talk to me because he's not listening to Steve Victor.
Right.
Like, he's like, they can't really tell them what to do. It's like they're on their own, in their own zone. Now, he looking at me is completely enamored by me, big, to the point that, like, I'm talking to him and I watch him keep looking down at his phone. I get up and go look to see what he's doing because I'm like, what is he doing? He's writing it down.
Wow, yeah, like taking some of that knowledge, them words, that hustle harder, hustle smarter kind of stuff.
So he looking from there, being like writing it down. I'm like, oh, I said, nah, he's going to listen. He's going to be all right. So to his homies and everybody else was around, I'm telling them, yo, y'all got to look after him because he will go to the issue.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? So y'all got to look after him and make sure he knows that this, you can't do that now.
Did you see a young Fifth in Pop Smoke?
All day, like yeah. Just see that energy there. Even his physicality, he was working out because he saw looking at it like it's supposed to be this template, like this is how it's supposed to look, and the whole thing. Like I thought, look, if he didn't pass, it would have been a problem.
Right,
it would have got better, big. It would have just got better. Like if you look at the record with Being Rowdy, it charted number one urban radio. The She Won't Fuck with the Woo. That record. Only the chorus was there. The production, we get the production to it. Boom. The Pop's part, when he comes on, let me take you to the candy shop. That part, I had to move those vocals off another record.
Damn. Oh, so you were really instrumental in also building that project.
Yeah, just get that record the right way. And I'm like, yo, they was focusing on he had another one with Lil Baby and the Baby and that's the now. Like these kids are hot right now. So that record was their focus. But when they played it for everybody, they kept leaning towards that She Won't Fuck with the Woo. I knew, look, Rowdy is necessary for that record to be a hit.
Yeah.
Hello, it is your partner, Big Boy. Interested in giving back to your community while making new connections in your neighborhood? Introducing Neighbor to Neighbor, a California volunteers network that empowers you to take action, contribute to local needs, and be a part of something bigger than yourself. Visit ca-neighbors.com to learn more about how you can get to know your neighbor and strengthen your community. Neighbor to Neighbor, it takes a neighborhood. Hello.
Step into the world of power, loyalty, and luck.
I'm going to make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you want to get mixed up in the family business.
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com. Test your luck in the shadowy world of The Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play The Godfather, now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.
VGW Group, no purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions, 18 plus.
Yeah, man.
Because his sound is like right, is right now. Like, you're going to hear five other guys that sound like Rowdy show up.
Hey, man, and just looking at it now with, you know, being number one, how crazy is it, man, that you don't get to pick up a phone and celebrate and say, man, I told you you get this.
You know what's ill is what I do it with Rowdy.
Yeah, I hear you.
I told him early on, I said, yo, I need you to do this record. Here you go, he sent me a fire record. He got so excited, his pops. He said, yo, when I was little, like, my pops had a Firebird. He said, I was riding around in a Firebird. When my pops said, he was just listening to you. Then he said, my pops was driving, he said, man, I knew you was going to make some music. I didn't know you was going to make a song 50 Cent.
Yeah. Yeah, man. Hey, like, man. You know, but you got to think, though, man, like, just with the work that you've done, Fifth, like, you that guy to a lot of us. You know what I'm saying? A lot of us. And even when I read the books, bro, no matter how far I am in my career, I'll read, like, The Hustle Harder. And I'm looking, and man, I got so many underlines and page notes that I've taken into. I have a meeting tomorrow that's a Hustle Harder, Hustle Smarter kind of meeting. You know what I'm saying? So when you do get like a Roddy Ricch and somebody say, man, and you got to think, you've been around that long where... Yeah,
look, everything that they're experiencing, there's a part of it that I went through, a version of it.
Right.
And it's been, and I'm like, yo, like, Roddy's a smart kid. We call and go, yo, wait up. They... Like, if they're asking me to do this, what do you think about this? But he will utilize the relationship.
Yeah, man.
To say, I don't know what this is. What is this?
Man, I used to do that to you years ago till you changed the number. Remember, I used to be like, hey, Fifth, you know what I'm saying? I'm thinking about making a radio move. You was like, yeah, well, do this. Let me send it over to me. Let me take a look at it. You went on kind of on record saying that you don't feel like Pop Smoke album will get the Grammy.
Right.
Why do you feel that?
Well, because drill music is not acknowledged by the Grammy. Look, the reason why the artists right now, Spotify, 4 days ago, I did something with them where they said Many Men is the most influential record of 2020. And it's because it's on two albums that charted number one. It's on 21 Savage's record. He sampled the record. Mm-hmm. And then Pop Smoke's record. He did his version with I Got It On Me. And I'm like, the record speaks to them. It speaks to the tones of where they at. And production-wise, it was the slowest song on Get Rich or Die Trying.
Mm-hmm.
It matches the new production sound. They got slower tones so they can play with the bounce in the actual records. As we got to a Southern sound production, because even, look, OT Genesis, I knew OT Genesis was going to work.
Right.
I signed him. I did a single deal, his first record. He'll tell you he was signed to G, his first song.
Damn.
And then, yeah. And then after that record, we caught the record late. And what the problem was at that point is it was like, yo, he sound like he from the South. He don't sound like Cali.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
And yeah.
I'm like, I knew this was going to work. When I get negative energy from artists that were signed to the label that didn't make it at points, I don't personalize. I'm like, look, you see what he did? He went across the street, made the record, and then it came back. I'm in love with the go.
Yeah.
It didn't matter where he was at, it was going to happen, babe. Because he was going to work, and he made it happen. He made it happen.
And why? Getting back to it, why do you feel like Pop Smoke would not win the Grammy?
Well, I didn't think he would win it because the tones of the music match up so much with mine.
Right, right, right.
I didn't win it. They didn't give me the win.
So all that time, and it's crazy, Fifth, like the Grammys that you got, they're not 50 Cent Grammys?
Oh, no. I got Grammys with Crack a Bottle. It was a song. And Grammys, the other stuff that I did, it was like soundtrack music, different things. Like, they didn't want to, don't you turn it off. I knock you out for everybody.
There it is.
See, you start with the, you can make to click the thing, babe.
Uh-oh. Yeah, yeah.
When it has those tones to it, they're not going to, they don't understand it. Like, hip-hop, we love things that are damaged. For some reason, the culture will accept things that the roughest thing, because it looks like it, look at what it's been through and look at how beautiful it sounds now. It's appreciating it like they look at people. What you supposed to sing for shock value if you're a male artist now?
Amen.
You got to say something so over the top that, look, the females are doing what?
Right. If they saying what that, you know what I mean? What do we, yeah.
You know, like, it's just, think about it. Like, we're in a new time period, a new zone.
How do you handle the whole cancel culture kind of thing, man? Because it seemed like there's only a couple people that can get away with saying certain things, right? And you're one of them.
Right, man. It's because, look, you got me out of, when you buy a TV from the repair shop, you don't get upset when the picture gets fuzzy. You knew that it was damaged when you got it. You know? Now, look,
hey, man, I understand that more than what you think I do, bro. That's perfect.
Yeah, you know, I'm looking at them going, wait, so. I've said it, I don't think I could be canceled. Why? Because I'm at a point in my career where I own the companies that I support.
Right.
When you cancel culture, would be something happened publicly and it's creating negative publicity for you. And that negative publicity could turn into you being dropped from a major deal. Or something.
An endorsement being pulled because...
Because this thing happened. And you go, okay, so that's what cancel culture is meant overall to me. Mm-hmm. You can lose something because of negative one thing. Because you go, if you're a person, if you've been working to be, look, I've seen you in position working to be where you're at since I came, the very first record that was working.
Mm-hmm.
So you mean to tell me there's something that you can say in an interview that just ruins everything?
And fifth, it happens, man. It's like one withdrawal can take everything that you deposited. We've seen it. You know what I'm saying? Like... It don't come out a little bit at a time, man. I make all these career deposits, all these sacrifices, do all these things for people. It could be one thing, and it'd be like, he's out of here.
They just want to get rid of us. Because if you think about it, look at Ellen. Ellen was the soft interview. Whenever you were in trouble.
Right, you go to Ellen.
to have that communication and to kind of get back in the eye, to gradually come back. So when they tell her she's canceled, I'm going, there's no...
Yeah.
Remember you used to have to be guilty of something? So the same thing that they would say you canceled for would be an allegation and not what you did.
Have you ever put up anything, Fifth, that you know, because we'll see it. Is there anything that you ever apologize or regret it? Like, damn, I shouldn't have put that up.
No, you know what I do? I censor myself. I put the...
Damn, that's censored already?
But I pick stuff that I would put up and then look at it.
You really do?
I'm not going to do that. I'm not going to do that one.
Hey, man, if that made it past, because see, at some point, Fifth, I didn't think that there was a real mental editor on a lot of your stuff that you do. So there's been stuff that you've looked at and you said, nah, that's too much.
Yeah, I'm not going to do that.
Damn.
Like, at certain points, like, look, I understand even the thoughts around some of the stuff. Like, T.I. had put something up about Atlanta.
Right.
It's supportive. And it's like right after the thing with Vaughn. And I'm going... Like, they got a casualty. Like, they don't understand. They don't hear nothing that you talk about.
Right. Yeah,
like, he's the way the circle of people around T.I. with the circle of people around 50 Cent. Mm-hmm. They view you as a whole way out. So when something happens like that, it's like, you got to imagine what his sister feel like when you're saying that. Right. You know what I'm saying? It's like, and they own a home in Atlanta. You got people that, New York, everybody's in Atlanta. You got New Yorkers missing, they're in Atlanta. You got people from L.A. that ain't there, they ain't Atlanta.
Mm-hmm.
You got everybody from all over the place. You know what I'm saying? And they make it out. It's cheap. It's cheap to live. It's cool culturally. It turned into little New York City. It's a melting pot of all of these things, right?
Do you ever see yourself moving out of, like, the East Coast, like New York or anything like that?
Yeah, I look in the Florida area, and then in maybe in Houston and Dallas and stuff like that.
I heard those areas.
But tax time, I gotta get away from. I'm not gonna be sitting here paying these taxes. I'll keep the stuff I have here and then move there and make that my primary residence.
Yeah. You worried about them taxes, huh?
Just conscious.
Right. Just conscious.
Yeah. Look, the major companies would move.
Right.
That's what they need to think about for real. Like, look, Not the music business. I own two other businesses that employ about 25 people, 30 people, all like those two other places, right? Separate little spots in the city that I would go to socially and act and hit them, right? Now, I don't need those places. Somebody else can pay for them when I'm gone because I won't be here to socially to go to these spots.
Is this the most you thought about moving out of New York?
Yeah, I'll be in New York. I still have my things here, but I won't be a primary resident. So look, you think about it, like Puffy and them on Star Island, they're not in New York. Like they're right there, but they're still New Yorkers. See them like New Yorkers, but they're not right there. They've been changed the taxes.
What's going down for 2021 for 50?
Man, a lot. Like by the time I got so many television projects that they're gonna hear new music because I gotta put the right things in them. The right music. There's a place for bad music. It's television.
Right.
It's the last place that they spend the money in the budget big. But I won't allow like the shows to have things that are not up to standard. So I'm going to produce them so it's a higher grade and a better experience. I'll make the music and put it in at a cheaper rate and just own everything you hear.
Do you see yourself getting on stage in 2021?
Yeah, if we're all the way back, yeah, we can get it going. Like, I mean, like, I have fun with it, Jake. Like, I didn't see myself being a 60-year-old rapper and still trying to have the best verse. Like, my head gonna get gray like Morgan Freeman. I'm gonna still be here.
Right.
You know, you're saying, like, I'm not gonna run around chasing that. Like, look at the new guy. He's 15. He's like 100 pounds. Soaking wet.
Will you start to die and blacken if it gets too crazy though, Phil?
Just start spotting big. I'm gonna paint this motherfucker like now I have Sharpies.
Hell yeah. You're gonna be one of those like, man, black don't crack. You be like, yeah, because I got this Sharpie in my back pocket.
Like Sharpie, you know, I'm handling things.
Man, trust that. So man, so 2021, we know that we'll see a lot more from 50 Cent, man. 50 Cent the artist, 50 just 50 Cent the brand. And everything that kind of falls under that is what it is.
And you get a really chance to see some of the moves that are like they aren't financially driven. It's just creatively driven. Like when I do a song, like it may be with an artist just because I like the artist, not because I was trying to make a whole bunch of money off the record. Like, you know what I mean? Like even Pops, I didn't take a dime from that bit.
Wow.
I didn't take anything from executive producing the project. I just wanted to finish it because Steven and them was so, like when he passed, it was like, yo, in shock, like because they didn't see that kind of stuff happening. They didn't grow up like that. You know what I mean? So I was like, you know, you got to do it. You got to finish the record. Like I'll do it. But meanwhile, I'm telling them this is because right now that music is representation of what he was as an artist, period. So if we never got the record, look, he was not thinking about putting that record out. Like he was sitting there like, he's like, yo, so it's over. Because it wasn't an album. It was like 60 tracks. But it was like all over the place. It got a chorus on this one. Got this. Got a lot of artists. A lot of that he rap with. Because they do sessions and whoever's there just get on the records. And then they figure out what the record is. Gonna.
So it was kind of left just like in very pre-production. Right. And you had to make sure that as everybody collectively came in, that y'all put together a solid project.
And then just built it out. And then there was a lot. I think that they speeded. I told them it was way too fast with the deluxe version. They come running out to go follow up behind it with his birthday. But if the deluxe was coming now, everybody would buy it because of what.
Right. What you doing for the holidays, Fiff?
Man, I'll be around for I want to go to stop by everybody's house, give me some food, babe.
Really though, you good enough to stop by though? You know how they're saying we can't get together. There can't be this many family members together. You think you could pop by and just grab a plate?
Yeah, they gotta come on. Like, and look, this is better for me that these people are not there because these people want to take pictures and talk to me.
Right.
And stuff. Like, I wanted to be nice and light when I.
Do you get recognized with your mask on?
Still.
Yeah. Hey, man, are you a gift giver or do you get gifts? Does everybody expect something from 50?
I'm a better giver.
Yeah.
It might not be necessarily what they were looking for all the time, but I'll make sure I get something around. I know you're going to use, babe.
Right. Yeah. Man, well, hell, test me. Send me something in. You know what I'm saying? And you just got your queen a purse from Marshalls, and she was like, oh, I'm going to keep it. Do you feel like, damn, well, I can just keep on going back to Marshalls then?
No, look. I went and got the bag. I bought a Bergen bag and took it out the box and put the Marshalls bag in the Bergen. Because if you don't accept this Marshalls bag the way you would accept a Bergen bag, then
gotcha.
I shouldn't get that.
Gotcha. Wow. Gotcha. How much that Birkin bag cost, man? For real?
It's $14,000.
$1,400? No. $14,000. Oh, you getting married in 2021, Phil.
Oh, don't do that to me because I'm uncertain. I'm unsure, babe. Right. Don't put pressure on me, brother.
Do you see yourself getting married, Phil?
I see myself...
Stop looking over into the wilderness. He just looks.
I stare out there, big, because 53% of the people who get married get divorced. This is not the first time we had this conversation, my brother.
Right, but it's a different time, though.
No, I know. And the fastest way to turn a Fortune 500 company into a Fortune 250 is divorce.
Say less. Right? In the club. As far as the actual video, man, 999 million views. All right. By the time we really just breathe again, it'll probably be at a billion. When you did that video, bro, did you know that not were you just changing the culture or setting yourself up for something that we knew 50 Cent name for life? Did that feel special when you shot that video?
Yo, when we did it, we shot it in L.A.
Yeah.
The ill part was we had the first half of it, and the second half was me, Dre, and him, and Shug came. Shug came to the video shoot.
Oh, shoot. And that's when things weren't hell of a, you know what I'm saying? So what did Shug do or say? What was his reason for popping up on the video shoot?
I popped up on the video. He stood across from where the hangar was that we were shooting in, and he had the scarf. And he had like this little Mexican. The kid was like 100, maybe 120 pounds.
That was the killer.
He was like from 13th Street, something like that.
Yeah, probably from 18th. You know what I'm saying? that was the muscle.
the little Mexican was across the street. He was like, yo. And he just looked. And he like, at that point, Shug energy was so crazy that it was shaking the building across the street without him moving.
Mm-hmm.
Being there with the old boy, it was like, whoa. So I'm like, what's the matter? Like, he was like, no, Shug. I'm like, where?
Right.
Like, I never got a chance to see him in
Who
person.
Was there that day when Shug pulled up?
There was a bunch of, like, all, everybody from Dre was there. Everybody was there.
Damn.
A bunch of people were there. That's probably how he got back that we was there, and he popped out to see, you know, what's going on.
Did anybody have any contact or any talk with him, or he just smoked his cigar, presented the little homie, and left?
Just crossed the street, and he had a little Mexican.
Right.
And he was sitting like this, yo. Just looking, and he just left, and it was like, he didn't do nothing. I'm like, he still had a presence that was so strong.
Yeah, especially at that moment, man. Hey, Fifth, if you got into the gym right now, you know, on a little reverse, What I don't even know what to call them. Reverse sit-ups or when you're hanging upside down?
I can give you one or two. Yo.
Oh, yeah. Hey, man, how important is it for you to, you know, to stay in shape? You know what I'm saying? Or look a certain way?
It's important for me because, like, it's not even a look just so I can do everything. Like, I want to be in good shape so I can, you know, get out and do more. Like, and then this guy, he runs me around ragged. Like, you see?
Yeah. How old is your son there?
He 8.
Oh, man. Does he know who his dad is? Like, as far as, like, the impact? White people stop him and...
Figuring it out sometimes. Like, he looks at certain points, he says stuff. Like, he'll go, where you at? Come so we can buy stuff. Like, he says he wants to buy stuff.
Yeah.
With your money.
Yeah, oh, definitely. Definitely. My kids want to buy stuff with your money.
I'm
like, what are you talking about? Who told you that? Your mother?
He's like, hell yeah. You're like, so let's go buy stuff. Hey, 50, definitely want to thank you for coming into the neighborhood and hanging out with us, man. Always, always a pleasure to have you in the neighborhood, bro. You know, and God willing, we'll be able to not, you know, I love the Zoom and I love doing it like this, man. But I can't wait till we get that energy back in the neighborhood.
Yeah.
Hey, Fifth. No, but thank you, brother. You have yourself a great day, man. And thank you. And just the projects that's going on, man. Once again, For Life, congratulations to you, man. Season 2, Wednesday nights, is definitely going down on ABC. So make sure y'all check out where y'all get it locally, man. We're ABC 7 out here. And everything under the sun that's popping up for you, bro. Thank you for your time, brother. There it is, man. 50 Cent in the neighborhood, Big Boy's neighborhood.
Hello, it is your partner, Big Boy. Interested in giving back to your community while making new connections in your neighborhood? Introducing Neighbor to Neighbor, a California volunteers network that empowers you to take action, contribute to local needs, and be a part of something bigger than yourself. Visit ca-neighbors.com to learn more about how you can get to know your neighbor and strengthen your community. Neighbor to Neighbor, it takes a neighborhood. Hello.